This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did apples and hogs and tariffs on the program yesterday. Today we're going to do the original white meat. There weren't any direct chicken meat tariffs on the list Beijing put out yesterday. Some equipment stuff, yes. But this is a global agriculture economy. So we've called a chicken farmer we know to see what he knows. Ed Fryer is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Batesville, Arkansas. Ms. Fryer, good to talk to you again, sir.
Hello, Kai. It's good to talk with you.
So the reason we've called you, Mr. Fryer, is because you're in agriculture, obviously. You're concerned about this, I imagine, but you're kind of on the periphery. So give me a sense of your stress level about these tariffs and all this trade war talk on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really concerned and 1 not so much.
I'm going to be anywhere from about a 2 to about an 8.
Okay.
And it depends. What it depends on is right now this feels more like a trade spat than it does a real trade war.
Yep.
If it's just a trade spat and this thing is all resolved, then I think the effect of what's happened or what's been announced so far will be minimal. If this is the beginning of a honest-to-goodness trade war, then I'm up there at about an 8 or so because it will get much uglier than what it has appeared to be so far.
How are you going to know that it's and let me take this moment to remind folks, you're actually an economist, as I say every time we get you on. How are you going to know? What are you looking for to know whether it's actually turning into something more serious?
The first thing would be for the announced tariffs to actually go into effect.
Yeah.
We're at least a month, maybe as long as 3 months away before these tariffs actually go into effect. So that gives people, the U.S. and China, a lot of time to sit down and negotiate and work something out. You know, it's one thing for my cousin and I, when we were growing up, to sit there and say, yeah, well, I dare you. Okay, well, I double dare you. Well, I double dog dare you. And usually by the time we got to that point, my grandparents would intervene or my parents, so it was over with. As long as it's that type of a thing, then I think it's going to be minimal effect.
Yeah.
If it goes beyond that, then it could really get ugly.
There's lots on this list that is tangential to what you do. Hogs, right? A competition for chicken meat. Soybean and corn in terms of feed for your birds. How closely are you watching that stuff? Because it could wind up being all right for you, you know?
It actually could be. Although I would much rather have all of this resolved.
Yeah.
There's enough uncertainty to begin with, and this just adds another layer of uncertainty. But if this causes soybean prices to drop, if corn goes down, obviously those are better for us because we're a consumer of both of those. Hog prices going down do not help us because that's a competitor for our meat, chicken versus pork. But let me temper all of that by saying that at this point, other than causing some extra nervousness, I don't think there's been any real impact on the market yet.
Hmm.
Now, I know soybeans were down like 50 cents early yesterday morning after that announcement was made, but I think a lot of that was due just to the classic the fog of battle.
Sure.
The market came back, and I think today the market's down around 10 to 15 cents from where it was prior to yesterday.
Hmm. You watch it every day. You watch those spot prices every single day in the futures as well, yeah?
I don't watch them that closely every day, but I am very much aware of what they are. $30 to $35 a ton on soybean meal cost us an additional penny a pound on a live weight basis. And, you know, a penny a pound in our industry, profits in our industry are measured in pennies, not nickels or dimes, but pennies. So you've got to watch those commodity prices.
Interesting. Ed Fryer, he's the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry. We got him down in Batesville, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks a lot for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Guy. Enjoy talking with you.